Time for Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals started a three-game series with the Tampa Bay Rays last night. With more, here's your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. And last night, the Cardinals trailed 2-0 after one inning. But in the second inning with two outs, a hit for Páez. The first Major League home run for Victor Scott II. Mason Wynn was hit by a pitch. Tommy Pham hit a two-run homer. And the Cardinals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3.
Great inning for the Cardinals offensively, but it was also great work by Sonny Gray, who despite having a bad first inning where he threw 30 pitches, was somehow able to get through seven innings, and he left with the lead. Ryan Helsley was able to pick up the save to give Sonny Gray the victory.
And in between, Andrew Kittredge, the former Ray, had a 1-2-3 eighth inning.
He pitched great, very good defense again for the Cardinals.
Now Eric Fetty will make his home debut for his new team, the Cardinals. He'll pitch tonight against the Rays.
And the Cardinals go for a series win. They need to keep doing that.
We're on the air tonight beginning at 5:50. 6:35, Ricky will have the lineups and go over the pitching matchup. And at 6:45, I'll tell you about the first pitch by Eric Fetty.
It's Cardinal baseball games on KUKU 100.3 and News Talk Radio KWPM. The second annual Greenskeeper Revenge two-person 18-hole golf scramble will be held this Saturday at the Thomas F. Baño Municipal Golf Course. It's a tee time of 10 a.m. and there's a 9:30 sign-in. The cost is $100 per team. Sign your team up at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Baño Municipal Golf Course, or you can call 417-469-1214. West Plains Izzard Quarterback Club annual football dinner and auction is going to be Friday, August 16th at the Middle School FEMA Shelter, 6 p.m. The doors will open at 5:30. There's a pulled pork dinner with all the sides, silent and live auction. Single tickets, $25, and a reserved table for six is for $250. Harrison Butker just got his Kansas City Chiefs contract extended until 2028 to the tune of $25.6 million over 4 years. This includes a $17.75 million guarantee. At $6.4 million per year, Butker will make more than the previously highest paid kickers, the Baltimore Ravens' Justin Tucker and the Philadelphia Eagles' Jake Elliott, who both average $6 million per season on their contracts. That's Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee.